Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Well, look for hog contracts to open moderately lower today, pressured by follow-through selling and cash discounts. On the other hand, live and feeder issues are likely to trade on a mixed basis in the early going here this morning. Now, through some steady week, business developed in the southern tier of cattle feeding country yesterday. Sounds like packer demand was rather narrow. There are still unsold cattle in the south priced at $136. The north remains untouched, with steers and heifers priced around $215 or better. Significant trade volume could be delayed until sometime Friday. Expect live and feeder cattle futures to open on a mixed basis Thursday morning as traders jockey ahead of late week cash business and the May 1 cattle on feed report. Look for the cash hog trade to open with steady to a dollar higher bids. The spread between cash and future seems to be narrowing, with country sales working higher and the lean futures slipping lower. Lean futures are set to open moderately lower today. Check by follow-through selling and cash discounts. Now, soybean futures closed lower yesterday to take back some of Tuesday's strong fund-driven gains, while corn was a little bit higher. The dollar sped to its highest in a month against a basket of currencies after minutes of the April Fed meeting indicated a rate hike could occur in June. Wheat finished about a penny lower in the wake of the dollar's gains. Weather forecasts have a drier pattern developing for the Midwest later this week and next week, particularly for Indiana and Ohio, where wet conditions have put them behind other states in planting. Now, winter wheat finished about a penny lower yesterday, and spring wheat 2 cents lower. Concerns remain that frost this past weekend may have hurt some soft red winter wheat in the Midwest, and ample rain this spring may prompt disease in hard red winter in the plains. In Monday's progress report, winter wheat condition was up 1 point at 62% good to excellent, with the Kansas crop up 3 points, 57% good to excellent. And corn settled at 399.5 for July yesterday and 406 for December, but actually traded down from those numbers seconds before the close and moments after the EPA released its biofuel blending proposal for 2017. We'll check all the futures after this.
Cattle producer, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming this Friday, May 20th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time, 5,900 yearling steers, 3,900 yearling heifers, 5,800 weaned calves, 8,100 calves on cows, all told about 28,000 head to sell. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. At Superior, we bring the market to you.
Looking at our futures, live cattle futures at the close, June down 20 cents, 123.12. The August is up 15, 119.95. The August feeder cattle up 57, 149.35. September's up 37, 147.37. June hogs down 152 at 81.22. July's down 15. July's down 150 at 81.92. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July was down a penny, 456.75. September down 1.25 at 473. July wheat's down 1.75 at 480. September down 1.25 at 490. July corn up 2.5 at 399.5. September up 2.5 at 402.25. July soy up 5 cents, down 5 cents at 10.75 1/4. The August down 5.5 at 10.77. July cotton down 45, 61.60. October down 6, 62.48. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.